Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
$5 billion daily, that's what some experts are saying. A planned strike by port workers in the United States will cost the country's economy every day that it continues. Maersk, one of the largest providers of ocean transportation, has warned that a one-week shutdown could mean up to 6 weeks of recovery time. Well, the strike is being driven by the head of the Dock Workers Union. His name is Harold Daggett, and here's Harold talking about the prospect of industrial action.
They're not making millions no more. They're making billions. And they're spending it fast as they make it. I want a piece of that for my men. Because when they made their most money was during COVID. When my men had to go to work on those piers every single day, when everybody stayed home and went to work. Not my men. We kept them going. I want to be compensated for that. They know what they want, and if they don't, well, then I have to go into the street and we have to fight for what we rightfully deserve. These people today don't know what a strike is. Who's gonna win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you.
He's an interesting character. That's the head of the Dock Workers Union, Harold Daggett. He himself does pretty well. He earned $728,000 last year from the Dock Workers Union. He gets another $173,000 as president emeritus. So he's okay, but he's fighting, as he said there, for his men. Marco Forgione is with us, Director General at the Institute of Export and International Trade in the UK. Good morning, Marco.
Morning, Claire.
So what could the impact of this strike be on international trade?
Well, it's just another massive shock to already disrupted global supply chains. You know, you've highlighted the impact to the US economy, you know, $5 billion per day of economic hit to the US. And it's also going to impact, you know, the UK and the EU, because the US is a key market for us, selling a range of goods, including food and drink, pharma, and automotive, all of which now is going to be disrupted, all of which is going to be subject to additional costs and additional fees being levied by the shipping companies. And yet again, we're going to see ships and containers out of sync, out of place, and that recovery is going to take months.
I was looking at the figures here. So I know that the dock workers, they're not as big a group as they were because some of the functions have been automated. But in 2020, there were 600 longshore workers in New York and New Jersey who made $250,000 a year. So these are very well paid, very skilled people.
They are indeed skilled, but not everyone is compensated at that sort of level. But the trying to get an agreement and get this strike averted is increasingly unlikely. You just heard from the head of the ILA, the union, and it's a really fighting talk that's going on. And it seems that we are destined to have the strike, and that it seemingly is going to last certainly for several weeks, because there's a huge chasm between what the port employers are offering and what the ILA is demanding.
So there is a big distance between them. So is the industry ready now? Do they feel there's an inevitability around this strike happening?
Unfortunately so. And in fact, a lot of pre-work has gone in. A lot of the supplies have been brought forward as much as possible with those goods that can be stored. Those have been brought forward and have been delivered. And in fact, already we're seeing some of the shipping lines diverting and unloading in South America and Central America to store their containers pending the outcome of the strike. And look, the relationships between the union and the employers are so dysfunctional. They can't even agree on how many dock workers are actually affected or will be going out on strike. So unfortunately, I think it really is very likely that we're going to get a strike which will start from midnight tonight, East Coast time.
Okay, now Harold Daggett, he's been speaking. He doesn't do interviews, I understand. He just does these online videos, and we heard a clip from one of them earlier. But he said the first week the strike will dominate the headlines. The second week, car dealers will start laying people off. By week three, malls will begin closing, and construction workers will lose their jobs. Is he over-egging it there, or is it that serious?
It is serious, but I think he's somewhat over-egging it. He is quite a character and has led the union for a long time. And it's a bit of a family affair because his son is also involved. So, look, this is part of an ongoing negotiation, and pressure is being applied from all fronts. Of course, it's also tied up in the presidential election because the president, President Biden, has the ability to impose an 80-day cooling off period through the Taft-Hartley Act. But the president is not willing to do that because, of course, he's hoping to secure support from the unions during the election for Kamala Harris. So the whole conversation, negotiation, is bound up in all sorts of politics.
Mm-hmm. So is Harold Daggett then trying to take advantage of the fact that Joe Biden has been seen as a pro-union president?
I think he's using all the tools available to him. You know, the employers have offered 40% pay increase over the 6-year deal that would be secured, and that was just discounted outright. And so it's a real game of brinkmanship now. There's always hope, you know, that, and until 1 minute past midnight tonight, there is hope. But I'm afraid currently it would seem that the strike is going to go ahead. I think we have also to be clear that the ILA, the union, have said that military cargo and cruise ships will be unaffected. So anyone who's on a cruise ship will not be affected by this strike.
Right. Well, it might be worth explaining to us what these people do, these workers in the International Longshoremen's Association. What is their job, Marco?
Well, they pretty much run the loading, unloading and securing of the containers on the ships. So they are crucial to the flow of trade and the flow of goods into and out of the ports. So they are an essential element to international trade. And one of the key areas that the ILA is fighting against is greater automation at the ports. Obviously to protect the workers. But the reality is that the East Coast ports in the US are not amongst the most efficient operating ports in the world. I mean, huge advances have been made, and ports around the world are highly automated now and tremendously efficient and effective, and with the result, of course, that, you know, fewer people are needed to do this work, and the ILA is trying to protect its workers.
So if, as expected, this strike goes ahead, will the Christmas shopping season be impacted, not just in the States, but perhaps this part of the world as well?
Well, the global supply chains have been impacted and buffeted by a huge number of events recently. You know, there was drought affecting the Panama Canal. We've got the conflict in the Red Sea with the Houthi attacks. And then, you know, a whole range of unexpected events, you know, the Baltimore Bridge being hit and collapsing. And last week there was a fire that shut down four of the container terminals at the Los Angeles port, the biggest port in the US, because of a fire in a truck carrying lithium ion batteries. So there's been massive disruption. And what that's meant is that the key retailers have brought forward their supply chain. So what is normally a quiet period over the summer has been a really busy period of products being moved in advance of the potential strike, but also to deal with that ongoing instability and uncertainty in the global supply chain.
Well, we will keep a close eye on it, Marco. Thank you for explaining it all to us. Marco Forgione there, who is Director General at the Institute of Export and International Trade in the UK. Coming up next, do opinion polls matter? We'll debate and discuss after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.